USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are set to be fewer turkeys to go around this Thanksgiving. Experts say supply will be low and prices will be higher this year. Professor David Anderson at Texas A&M saying inflation has hit bird food and transportation costs. A shooting Monday at a high school in St. Louis left three people dead, including the shooter. Interim Police Chief Commissioner Michael Sack reads from a handwritten note that the shooter left behind.
I'll read one portion from that notebook in which he had written. He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life. I've been an isolated loner my entire life."
Ukraine's president says more than a third of the nation's energy sector has been destroyed by Russian missiles and drones made by Iran. Speaking at a meeting in Berlin, President Zelensky said the attacks were designed to make winter very hard on his people. A supporter of Republican Senator Marco Rubio is recovering after being attacked while going door-to-door. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A canvasser knocking on doors in support of Florida Republicans was brutally beaten by four people in Hialeah, Florida. Senator Marco Rubio added that the man suffered internal bleeding and a broken jaw, and the canvasser will need facial reconstructive surgery. Officials at the Hialeah Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division have confirmed an investigation is underway.
Tennis superstar Serena Williams says she's not retired. Williams previously indicated she would walk away from the game after the U.S. Open. She said the chances of a return to tennis are very high and cited having a court at her house. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
President Biden is getting his updated COVID-19 booster shot Tuesday. Last month, health officials rolled out updated vaccines designed to target the latest Omicron subvariants. This after CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announced over the weekend that she had COVID-19 and was quarantining after receiving that booster shot. The Media Research Center claims that Google is manipulating its search engine to harm Republicans ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. This after the Free Speech America Initiative analyzed 12 key races to watch in the upcoming election cycle and found the campaign websites for some GOP candidates on significantly fewer results pages when originally searched for compared to Democrats. Republican Congressman from Kentucky James Comer tells Fox and Friends First that he believes big tech has been given too many freedoms compared to other industries and that his party should consider regulating them.
I don't like getting involved in overregulating any industry, but this is an industry that clearly has shown its bias. They're doing everything in their ability to censor conservatives and doing everything in their ability to try to promote the candidacies of liberals.
Rishi Sunak gave his first speech as Prime Minister of the UK on Tuesday. He also met with King Charles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.